There you go. It's kind of breezy outside.
Yeah, and it got kind of cold.
Well, yeah, I think we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's colder. Now, it was colder at 5:30 than it was at 4:30. Yeah.
Wind chill is 44. The wind is from the north at 16, gusting to 31. Good day to go fly a kite.
Well, same to you, buddy.
Yeah, somebody tells you to do
that. Yeah.
Okay, here's a promotion that, I don't know, it's one of those things that it would seem like maybe was created in a vacuum. Had they actually brought it out to the general public, they might not have let it see the light of day. On Wednesday morning, Jessica Norden woke up to 57 missed calls on her cell phone, none of them happy. Jessica and other managers of the St. Paul, Minnesota Sports Bar have apologized to American Indian groups and pulled their Thanksgiving weekend marketing campaign after receiving complaints about the poster that invited patrons to drink like an Indian.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what in the world made you think that there would be any problem at all? You think maybe this was hatched after hours, after the bar had closed? They all sat around and said, hey, wait a minute, I got an idea.
Yeah, they sat in a powwow.
Wednesday through Saturday, drink specials and the ad appeared on the bar's book face page. It featured drawings of a cowboy and an American Indian in traditional garb, slumped together on the floor.
Wow.
They were just trying to have fun. Going to tell me that there wasn't a little bit of cider or nectar of the gods there that first time they got together?
Well, they're ready to sit down and, you know, smoke them peace pipe now.
Yeah. Yeah. Make a note. Next year, don't be doing that. But kind of to follow up with that, if you're not looking forward to cleaning up after a crazy holiday party, two former University of Colorado students have hit on the idea that may spread to where we all live. They call their company Hangover Helpers. I believe that Mr. Downs might have wanted that a time or two. The company cleans up your place.
Wait.
Yes.
Perhaps for employees.
No.
Let's clarify.
Yeah.
Before we put Ben and Otis from the Andy Griffith Show in the same category.
So folks know that in years past, the Christmas party was held at Mr. Down's house. Not so anymore, but
no.
But the idea of hangover helpers. The company...
hand them out at the door.
Yeah.
You can only clean up so many stains off that rug.
That white carpet.
Oh,
yeah.
Not that white
carpet.
Somebody put her foot down on that one, I think.
That was the problem when she put her foot down. She heard a splat.
Yeah, that's right.
The company cleans up your place after those crazy drunken friends of yours and coworkers leave. The hangover helpers will even buy you some burritos and Gatorade to help with your recovery. Oh, man.
It's supposed to help hangovers, not make them worse.
Mm. The cure is worse than the problem. Burritos and Gatorade?
Wow.
Info.
Mason.
The only thing I can figure is that, you know, you get the greasy craving sometimes when you get when you had a good hangover.
Yeah.
Certainly when you were younger.
Sure.
But also...
Yeehaw!
The Gatorade keeps you hydrated.
That's the most important part. Dude, I'll be over later this afternoon. No, really, please, don't.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Arbor Oaks and Caring Solutions. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on WTAW.
Hey, I've been looking everywhere for a job.
Like where?
All the cool new hip social places, JobFace, Twistless, Greg's Pots, LinkedIn.
She's not really looking for a job. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Well, I tried most of those sites.
Did you find a job?
No, but I did find 3 former classmates who've been in prison.
Ooh.
5 booty call offers, a former boss who wants to sue me, and a guy who says he's my other mother.
You have another other mother?
You know, some people you just can't help. You can find hundreds of local jobs all for free at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, there you go. 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's the end of November, folks. November the 30th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
And by the way,
today
is St. Andrew's Day.
Oh, okay.
Is he like the patron saint of golf? Is that...
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we
he is the patron saint of Scotland. I know that, but, you know, anyway.
That's right. And we have a church, one of the oldest churches in the Brazos Valley in downtown Bryan is St. Andrews.
I just think there are a lot of people who hear St. Andrews and they might think of golf.
Yes,
I'm saying.
That's right.
Anyway.
That's right. Like people around here might.
All right. 25 shopping days, by the way, until Christmas.
There you go.
Know.
How many paychecks?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Maybe one.
One.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. is still kicking around. It's funny. I got two birthdays for him. I got him as 87 and 92.
I got 92.
I got 92. So it's a majority rules. He's 92 years old today. Actor Robert Guillaume is 83 years old today. Of course, he was on Benson.
I'm just saying. One more guy took Jimmy's place.
There you go. Okay. He also did a show called Sports Night that you don't remember as well. Dick Clark, which I guess they'll you know, bring him out to raise the ball again or bring the ball down, lower the ball. He's 81 years old today. G. Gordon Liddy. Oh. We still make space for him on our radio broadcast.
No.
I thought on the weekends we did.
No.
We don't do that anymore?
It's been about 10 years.
He's
shuffling out there, hawking gold now.
There you
Here's
go.
Gold in my
go.
Teeth.
There you go.
It's not all he's hawking. Sorry.
There you go. That's gross. He's 80 years old today. Director Ridley Scott turned 73. Singer-actor Mandy Patinkin is 58 years old today. Singer Billy Idol's birthday is today. He's 55. Comedian Colin Mochrie, he was one of the funny guys on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
He's been here.
Yeah, there you go.
Did First Yell with one of the other guys from, not the tall boy, but Brad Sherwood.
There you go.
First Yell a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he's sort of the balding one, right?
Yes.
Colin Mochrie, yeah. He's 53. Actor-director Ben Stiller. Funny guy, is 45 years old.
Fairly successful.
Fairly successful, yeah. Comes naturally, I guess. Actress Sandra Oh, Grey's Anatomy, is 40 years old. Troubled country singer Mindy McCready.
God,
troubled. Well, yeah.
She's troubled.
Yeah.
She's 35 years old today. Singer Clay.
When's she just going to get it over with and marry Doug Supernaw?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Duck will be listening now. Careful.
No, he's not.
Yeah, okay.
Singer Clay Aiken, he was one of the original American Idol winners, is 32 years old today. From 24, Alicia Cuthbert is 28. She played Jack's daughter.
Now, I got 22 here.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
She'd go for that probably.
Well, either way, she played Jack's daughter.
Well, Kimberly.
Either way. There you go. Bo Jackson, he remembers the Aggies. Yeah. Well, maybe he's forgotten it by now. The Aggies still remember. Yeah. He's 48 years old today.
Let that sink in.
Yeah, 48.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that this morning and went, wow, that's been a while, hadn't it?
There you go. And the actress Kaylee Cuoco, who is she? Yeah. She was the older daughter in Eight Simple Rules, and now she's in The Big Bang Theory. She's the blonde actress. And that's all.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, there you go.
Paul Stuckey of...
Paul and Mary.
It's not Mary anymore. 73. Oh,
Peter Paul and formerly Mary.
That's right. And he's CD player.
Mary.
Yeah, right here.
CD player.
That's right.
Peter Paul and Sony.
Yeah. Did you say Ridley Scott?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Paul was the tall one, by the way, in Peter Paul and Mary.
Yeah. And lost his hair early.
Yeah.
And David Mamet, who's just an outstanding playwright. If you've seen Glengarry Glen Ross, pretty good. Makes you really want to be in the sales business after you've seen that.
Huh.
And he'd be 63 today. And did I say I'd seen Billy Idol? Did I mention that story?
No. Where'd you see Billy Idol?
G. Raleigh White?
No. I saw him in Beaumont, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Y'all buying Boudin together?
Well, no,
too
actually,
big for G. Raleigh White?
No, we were.
Yeah.
We were
Beaumont holds him just fine.
Yeah. Now, we were looking to have a soiree at the Beaumont Civic Center, and so I was supposed to go represent the station to go make the decision as to whether or not we were going to use this room up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to go during a concert, and
happened to be Billy Idol.
Billy Idol played Beaumont.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
What year was that?
Well, that's probably 1984.
God, he would have been white hot then.
Oh, yeah, he was. There's no doubt. He was. It was.
Well, that's how you got white hot. You played everywhere.
You played Beaumont.
It was a sold-out place. There's no doubt. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was still a little bit loud for me. And I forget, what was his big hit song?
Well, he had White Wedding, Rebel Yell.
Yeah, Rebel Yell.
Eyes Without a Face was the ballad.
That was a pretty good song. I liked that one. But anyway,
Well, you know, let you get in touch with your chicks.
Billy Idol and Beaumont.